This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Hey, I had a great time on the weekend at the Pride March.
And you didn't get burnt this time.
I didn't get burnt, but it was a bit deceiving because it was a bit overcast. And I didn't wear a hat this time, but I did slip, stop, slap.
I'm wearing a hat in the studio today.
No sunburn for me.
But also, Claire, I always look at the UV index.
Oh, do you?
Every single day.
Really?
I wax sunscreen on. Yeah, no, I actually do.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
On this face? Come on. Anyway, so...
But have you ever been to Pride March, Jacqueline
Mifflin? I have once or twice in the past.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. Yes. Now, last year, for those playing at home might remember, it was stinking hot. We were sweating with pride. The pores were open and...
Rainbow sweat was descending.
This year, a little bit milder, which was lovely. And as I say, record numbers came out, so the coronavirus did not keep people away.
Oh, my goodness.
Nor did the distraction of the tennis.
Oh, yes.
Mm. But it was a great day. And I marched with my workplace, I could probably say RMIT University. You've seen the photos on our Facebook page.
Oh, of course. Well done.
Yeah. And it's just nice having, walking down, sashaying, I should say, down the street.
Were you? A little bit of your step?
With work colleagues and university students. And the one thing I love about Pride, the Pride March, is that the crowd is just so encouraging.
It's a special day to come out and be proud. Be happy,
out
be
loud
encouraging
and proud.
And supportive.
Absolutely.
Did you hang out with the Joy Gang afterwards?
I didn't because...
Mix and mingle?
I've had a very busy
Just
weekend.
Just say you did, mate.
Well,
no one knows.
It'll get back though. But I've had a very busy week with work, so I needed to leave the Pride March and go back into the office to get some stuff done.
You were extremely busy, man.
A little bit busy. But it was a great night. Great day. And I'm sure people stayed back and stayed into the night, actually.
Yeah.
Bit of partying going on in St Kilda.
Of course.
Mm. But tell us, what's your story of Pride March? Do you have something you want to share?
Oh, yeah. Did something happen?
Did you march for the first time or are you an old hand? You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9.
Yes, we are. And
I'm whispering into the microphone.
And what's my name?
What's my name?
Say my name. Anyway.
What is your name? Is it
My name is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
And I quite enjoy my name.
Is it Jacqueline or Jacqueline?
Jacqueline. Jack. Yeah, something about Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Oh. Jacqueline. 10 letters. And I go by Jack, Jax, Jacqueline. You got 3 options.
Okay.
There's one that I don't go by and I don't say it. You going to gasp?
I'm getting ready to gasp.
We do know. No, I'm not going to say it, so calm down. So I don't say it to people.
No.
Because when I say the one I don't like, it sticks in their head.
And then they say it.
They say it automatically. So I just go, I'm like, hi, my name's Jacqueline. And they're like, oh, hi, Jackie. Perfect timing. And I'm like, oh, no, sorry, call me Jacqueline. Like, just call me the name that I said.
Mm.
Expletive. And they're like, oh, sorry. And I've got, but also you can call me Jack or Jax.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just what I'm used to. And they're like, oh, no worries. Okay. Oh, sorry. Which one do you like again? I've gone, oh, Jack. Jack's fine. Just go with Jack. Just Jack. You know, trying to do Will and Grace style.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yep, no worries, Jack. All right, see you tomorrow. Tomorrow comes around.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Jackie. I'm like, oh. Well done. We are killing
it. What a team.
Can I say?
What a team.
What a team. We're both wearing the same skirts. Anyway, and but I just, I can't deal with it because I'm like, I don't want to be a doodle about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be willy about it. But also it's like, oh, are you doing it on purpose or it's just a thing? I'm just like, and then I correct them again.
Yes.
And I just give up. And then eventually they go, oh, I've been calling you the wrong name. Oh, she hates that. Everyone, she hates being called Jackie. I'm like, why is this a big deal? Why can't I just shake your hand and the name I say, you just say it back to me?
Why is it so hard?
And they're like, why don't you like it? Then it becomes my issue. Why don't you like Jackie? I've gone, oh, it's just actually not my name and I've never been called it growing up. I've always been called Jack by my whole family. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Why do you need permission?
You know, people change their name. People change all sorts of things about themselves.
Absolutely.
Just respect me, please.
Jack.
Respect me.
Respect. You're with Jack, you're with Dean. We're driving you home on a Tuesday. It's 21 minutes past 4 and it's 19 degrees in mid-city Melbourne.
And I'm wearing a hat inside.
You are wearing a hat. And what does your hat say?
It says girl daddy.
Is that like daddy's girl?
Hell no.
No.
No. It's from the wonderful American comedian Beth Stelling, who was on Pop Queers with me.
Oh, okay.
She beat me because I know nothing. And this is her branding because, like, as I am as well, a comedian who happens to be female.
Yes.
Not a female comedian. It's just comedian. Everyone's like, what do you call a female comedian? It's like, she's like, you know what? Call me Girl Daddy. So it's just her little branding. And it's my favorite hat.
It's a nice hat.
I look nice in it. I like it. And it looks pretty tough, and people just think, I don't know what
I'm doing. It does look tough.
It's a bit strange.
But why are you wearing it inside?
Oh, my hair's really bad.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, I did a jog today, and it's sweaty. Do you want to smell it?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Guess what's under Jack's hat?
That could be a new segment.
Yeah.
What's sweat. Under the hat?
Sweat.
Oh.
Sweat.
Sweat.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's all I have all for you. Mr. Dean, no last names here. My last name's Smith said. Did you catch the Super Bowl halftime show?
I did not. My last name is Chichi. That's
No, we're saying last names.
I know. It's like a true confession.
I know what your last name. Did you think I didn't know? Anyway, we'll talk off air. No, because I thought you're a wanted criminal.
A matter of mystery, yes.
Yeah, no, call it what you will.
But back to the Super Bowl, I did not. When was it on?
Look, I don't know. I'm guessing yesterday.
Recently.
I don't know how the time continuum works overseas things, but the performers' halftime special, it's always huge. Last year was Lady Gaga, and it was out of control. She came down on a zip line, flipped around, it was huge. This year,
yeah.
It was J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh.
Remember them?
Her hips don't lie.
No, they do. Only one does, and one tells the truth. It's in the movie The Labyrinth. Thank you. And it was spectacular.
What do they do? What do they do?
Well, it's just, it's huge, huge budget. And the ads they play in between, like, it's a big money thing. Roving cameras everywhere. Is it live? I don't know. I mean, it's meant to be, but
who knows?
All the things. The moves, the dancing and the singing, just swinging around in a pole, huge fireworks are going off. There'll be so many different cameras, and just they're just hitting their mark, so well choreographed, an awesome mix, and it was fantastic. Also, these women are in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
I've got a picture up for you. Look at them. They look flawless.
Tight faces.
Well, when you're rich, you can, you pay someone to work out for you. Like,
yes.
Just lift this with my arm. Yeah. Can my body be your responsibility? Anyway, I thought it was spectacular. But it has been slammed for being, wait for it, too sexy. Oh, and I identify with this because I'm always being told I'm too sexy.
Dial it down.
Ah, look at you and your cut-off shorts and your hat.
Your hat with your sweaty head.
Sweaty, stupid head.
Who is that on the pole, though? Sorry, I can't... Is that Shakira or is that J-Lo on the pole?
Oh, you're really just walking into weird territory. That is J-Lo. They are both Latina women.
Yeah. Singing from a pole.
They're swinging from a pole, yeah. I mean, I get it.
All
but also,
to them.
Have they seen the music video clips in general? Like, that's kind of what... It was, it's not family friendly was the complaint.
Oh, people complained that it wasn't family friendly.
Because it's too sexy.
But there's no Nipplegate this year, was there? Because in past years, Justin...
Oh, Janet and Justin, yes. Justin Van Janet House.
Freed the nipple.
Freed the nip. Was that planned? Surely.
Surely.
Because she had her little nip protector on.
Did she?
I believe so.
Oh.
Unless she's got star-shaped nipples. Mine's a rhombus. What is that? It's like a melted egg. Anyway.
But people are up in arms because halftime entertainment was far too sexy.
Not too sexy. I want to ask the listener when time you've been too sexy, but I think that's obvious, always. The sexiest people listen to us. You know this.
Brad from Marvellous Melbourne. He doesn't need any encouragement.
Brad, send us a photo. Can they do that? No, they can't.
No, don't do that.
But just send it in.
But the Super Bowl is really, isn't it about people coming together and eating chicken wings and drinking lots of beer and watching the football, American football?
But it's become, it's about networks making money for buying airtime for ads. Sorry, have I ruined everything for everyone? I've been working in TV 15 years. I know what's going on. Anyway, too sexy. What do you reckon? On Twitter, old mate Kev.
Hey, Kev.
I am embarrassed for my kids to watch this halftime show. What the hell? Stripper poles? Crutch and rear end shots? No dignity. # Super Bowl. # halftime show. Shame on you, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. All right, mate. Just because you got excited doesn't mean you have to run for the hills. And same with good old Charlie on Twitter. Some Charlie Kirk 11. No. The NFL claims that they are taking a stand against sex trafficking. Hold up, mate. Yet they have a halftime show degrading and objectifying women with pole dancing. A horrendous example to the millions of young women across the world. Now, that's strange, because pole dancing is quite a difficult thing to do.
I think it'd be bloody hard.
And you get ripped as hell. I think it's and sing and dance and look amazing. I think it's actually uplifting, especially for Latina women USA.
I'm not as familiar with Shakira's work as I am with J-Lo's work, but I think J-Lo's done a fair bit to being an empowering image of womanhood.
Yeah, definitely.
To millions of people.
No, she is.
Over
she
many, many years.
Yeah, I think it's Charlie just
to take a, you know,
they're saying stripper pole. It's just a pole, mate. It's just a dance.
But why
it's
is it when a woman dances near a pole, it becomes a stripper pole, but when a man dances near a pole...
It's a fireman.
Is a fireman, exactly.
Or woman, or anyone, really. Yes. It's just ridiculous. And then you know, on the other side, little Selena, who I assume is Latina by her last name, Quintanilla. Mm-hmm. Quintanilla. Historic. Heart emoji pray. The fact that the Super Bowl halftime show is headlined by two of the most powerful Latinas and two of the most powerful Latinos is Latinas and the most powerful Latino. Oh, yeah, I don't know who the dude was. There was a singy dude who was wearing a weird spaceman robot silver number.
Okay, yeah.
And he was all like, yeah, I'm doing stuff. Yo, whoa, whoa. You know that guy? Hippity hop, yo. You know, text in. And they just said it was empowering and historical. And she was loving it. As a young woman, she was feeling empowered. Like, these women are both hardworking women. Also, they're over 40 and getting gigs.
Exactly.
I say, good on them.
Or more power to them.
Yeah.
Tell us, did you catch the show? Do you have a point of view?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.